Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Stephen Galanis is the CEO of Cameo. And that's a cameo. That is a cameo right there, which you can obviously tell I purchased from my daughter, Amy. She and her husband were just jumping up and down all over me about Tiger King. And you had somehow gotten Carol Baskin. And I thought, and you know, it's one of those things where it was really, really, well, I'm sure I don't have to tell you, it was really hot at the time, right? I mean, the whole Tiger
King. At the time, like, let's think back to where we were, right? This is
right.
Like late March, early April 2020. Every single person in the world's on lockdown. This show comes out. It is the hottest thing in the world. Everybody was watching Tiger King. I'll never forget where I was when I saw it. And, you know, it was the craziest thing on Twitter. And everybody's talking about it. We started seeing spikes for Joe Exotic and Carol Baskin and all these people we didn't know. And within a day, we were able to start getting people from the Tiger King on. And Carol absolutely has crushed it on Cameo. And she does a great job, as you know.
I have to ask you, where did in the world did you come up with this idea? It's a genius idea. Where did it come from?
Well, I had the idea for Cameo in Chicago, actually driving my now co-founder, Martin, back to O'Hare from my grandmother's funeral, of all places. We were in the car. He was an NFL agent. He had one player, Cassius Marsh, who actually was most recently on the Bears. You might remember him from the game against the Steelers last year when the ref bumped the player.
Cassius.
And he was the very first talent on Cameo, ended up being our first investor. And Martin was his agent. He was trying to find this guy a marketing deal. He couldn't find it for him. And he was showing me, he pulled out his phone and he showed me a video of Cassius Marsh, this player, congratulating Martin's friend on becoming a father. And the video has Cassius in his car. He's driving. He's got no shirt on. And he goes, "Hey, Brandon, it's Cassius Marsh from the Seahawks, his favorite team. Heard about your son, Maverick. Congratulations. If he gets your athletic ability, he'll be playing for the Seahawks one day. Go Hawks." And Martin showed me this video, and he was just trying to show me how charismatic the player was. And immediately the eureka moment went off in my head. And I'm like, "Martin, forget trying to get him an endorsement deal. We gotta sell those." And that's how Cameo was born.
Well, I understand the concept. I mean, but it's one thing to talk the talk and then another to walk the walk. I mean, to be able to set up the infrastructure to sign the personalities, the contracts, the payments. I mean, this had never been done before. Did you approach different possible personalities to be on Cameo? Is that how that came about?
Well, first off, Martin and I were just two guys with an idea, but neither of us were engineers. So we had to find the engineer first to come build this with us. And very fortunately, I had a classmate at Duke named Devin Townsend, who not only was a really talented software engineer, but actually was a very early star on the social app Vine, which was kind of the TikTok before TikTok.
And I told him about the idea.
We had this idea that the selfie was the new autograph. He thought it was kind of cool because he was never able to monetize from all his fame on Vine. He had over 1 billion views and he never made any money from it. And then, me, Martin, Devin, through our own networks, we started approaching different people we knew. Martin was a track star at USC, so he knew a bunch of USC football players. Devin and I went to Duke, so we had a bunch of buddies that were in the NBA and in the NFL. And we just started with athletes first. Anyone we knew, it didn't matter if they were, you know, a starter or just somebody that happened to be, you know, having a cup of coffee in the major leagues. Like, if we had pro athlete in our network, we went after them. And, you know, brick by brick, we built the business up. And pretty soon after launch, we realized there was an opportunity here, not just for athletes, but for social media personalities, for reality TV stars. Hell, even for a radio host. I mean, you know, Pat Hughes of the Cubs is one of the best people on Cameo. He does he's done thousands of cameos.
No kidding.
You know, it's just an amazing platform to help, you know, stars connect with their biggest fans and help, you know, make some of life's best moments, birthdays, celebrations, more special.
We've got some texts from 331. I had a beautiful cameo from Louis Anderson that I treasure.
Yes.
That's Lisa. And someone else talked about Nancy Faust from used to be the White Sox organist on a cameo that was very meaningful to her. Yeah, you never know how much these can mean to some people. I mean, obviously, the one I did with Carol Baskin, that was sort of a tongue-in-cheek joke thing. But, you know, I'm sure that there are others that, you know, have a lot of meaning to the people who who receive them. I'm sure you're aware of that. I've probably gotten a lot of feedback.
I can tell stories for days on this, but, you know, one of the early stories I'll never forget, there was a singer named Ben Bruce from a band called Asking Alexandra. This is about the first year we were starting, and I'll never forget this request as long as I live. This girl's boyfriend wrote in and said, you know, hey, Ben, my girlfriend is literally your biggest fan. Her brother just overdosed on heroin, and your music is the only thing keeping her going right now. She missed your show in Chicago, but can you just tell her you love her? And imagine singer being able to respond to the fan like that. I still, the hairs on my, on my arms are going up right now just thinking about that.
But it also strikes me as being a new avenue for people are checking in. 219, got one for my mom's birthday. Big Ed from 90 Day Fiance. She loved it.
He does great. Well, you know, John, one of the things that's great, the Big Ed's a great example. Carol's a great example. We have 50,000 people on there. It's not all about Snoop Dogg or the most famous.
Right.
It's about, you know, that person, your daughter, you know, you had this moment with her over the show. And, like, out of everybody there, that was the special person. So in some ways, you know, who you pick to get the cameo, from, it shows you how well you know them. It's kind of like going into Hallmark and getting the perfect card that you know your wife's going to like.
Yeah. And you know, I went through the we really opened up a good can of worms from 224. Paul Rubens, Pee Wee did one for my kid who's a big fan. It was the best. Do you sign? I mean, this is like, do they have agents to these people? I mean, this is sort of a showbiz type of thing. Maybe the regular structure of agent and signing and contracts and all of that. I mean, it has to apply to a certain degree, doesn't it?
It does, but largely, you know, this is seen in social media. So, you know, we've built our business by going direct to the fans. And you know, we built this business out of Chicago, which, you know, a lot of people don't know. We're headquartered here.
Right.
And so this isn't, you know, I was never in Hollywood, and, you know, nobody that worked at the company was, you know, Martin was an agent, but he had one client, right? So, he hardly would consider himself an NFL agent. And, you know, one of the things that's cool is we've taken a lot of really smart kids from the Midwest that, you know, would have otherwise had to go to New York or Los Angeles to go work for Ari Emanuel, and they've been able to stay home and get in the entertainment business while living here, which has been, you know, pretty awesome.
I also just want to add, we're going to take a break and come back and talk about how you're expanding into a very similar yet different way to connect. The text that we got about Paul Rubens also says that you should mention that my son has a special needs too, and it was a very sweet cameo from Mr.
That's amazing. I loved it. I'd love to hear that.
It's a great thing. We'll do more here at 720 WGN. 720 WGN. My mind is being blown. It's 8:49 with John Landecker. We're talking to Stephen Galanis, who's the CEO of Cameo. And during the break, Steve, I was just told by the engineering department that one of our sports guys, Andy Mazur, has a Cameo account. And I'm like, what?
You got to book him.
Amazing. Just amazing. So Obviously, the success of these pre-recorded messages have meant a lot to a lot of people. But what you're going into now, as I understand it, is a step. Well, it's live. It's Cameo Live. It's FaceTime. Is that right?
Correct, John. And even more than FaceTime, I would really describe it as almost a private Zoom with 10 of your best friends. So you can, you know, imagine you watch the Bears game and, you know, you want to go catch up with David Kaplan and, you know, 10 of your best friends after the game. That's the type of thing you'll be able to do.
And this will be over Zoom? Is that the platform you're going to use?
We built our own proprietary version of Zoom. It's called Cameo Live. So it's a more custom, like, for this use case as opposed to, you know, how Zoom works.
And when is all that going to start, or is it already underway?
Yeah, we're live with Cameo Live on Cameo.com right now. Not all of the talent are doing this yet. We're, you know, being really thoughtful about rolling this out first to the people that have kind of mastered the core Cameo experience and before we roll this out, because, you know, there's a very big difference. This is a lot more complex business. Suddenly we're dealing with scheduling and 10 people's internet connections and
all that
jazz. So we're, you know, we want to make sure we master this, you know, before we go, you know, way too broad and people have a bad experience.
Yeah, there's a lot more moving parts involved than just instead of just you know, filling out a form, sending it in, having somebody record something into a camera, and then sending it back. Everybody's schedule has to match, and the article that I'm reading here, your live video calls. Really, you have Brett Favre?
That's what I'm saying. You know, you want to talk to Brett Favre after the Bears Packers game? You could do it on Cameo Live.
Unbelievable! Wow, this is just the coolest thing. I can't get over it. And I think it's obvious. It's an obvious extension of what you were doing before, but a lot more complicated. Okay, let's get down to the nuts and bolts of this. Just. I'm not going to say any particular personality or any particular how much it costs, because the cost varies from person to person. You know, if you're going to talk to – not everybody's going to get the same amount of money as Brett Favre. Let's just put it that way. But just generally – I'm just generally speaking, how does it work? I mean, how much – so somebody pays the money. What does the – that's for lack of a better term – what does the talent get? What do you get, if you don't mind me asking?
So this is public knowledge. Every single talent on Cameo has the exact same split with us. They make 75%, and we make 25%.
Really?
So we make money by taking 25% of all the bookings.
Wow. That sounds like a great deal for the talent, if you ask me. My goodness.
It's a great business model because, look, they get to set their own price.
Yeah.
And we always tell them, you know, price yourself what your fans can afford. So someone like Brett Favre for the core Cameo video, he's always been $400 because he was number four and he added a couple zeros, right?
Right.
So, you know, and it's a really fun business. But, you know, people will come on often and they'll go look at the different people and they'll decide, hey, this Real Housewife's a better value than that Real Housewife. But yeah, everybody sets their own price because we never wanted anyone to say it's not worth their time, right? So if they set their own price, they can't say that.
So do you approach the individuals? Do the individuals approach you, or is it a combination of both?
It's a combination of both. And then the other way a lot of the biggest people have gotten on is actually referrals from their friends that are on the platform.
Oh, I'll bet.
So,
yeah.
You know, even Snoop Dogg we got because Ice-T told him about it, right? So it's pretty cool to see, you know, the web of referrals.
Wait a minute. You got Snoop Dogg on this new platform of yours, the one-on-one?
Snoop is, you know, not only has he been on Cameo for about 3-4 years, He's an early investor in the company as well.
I'll bet he is. Oh, that is just crazy. I mean, crazy in a good way. Well, hey, I've loved talking to you, man. Congratulations on coming up with a stellar idea with Cameo and expanding it into the, for lack of a better term, the Zoom room. And we'll be looking forward to perhaps signing somebody up for you. For me, anyway. I got to figure out who I want to talk to.
Well, you know, Christmas is coming up. That's always our business season. But, John, thanks for having me. My family and I, we've all been listening to you for a very long time.
Oh, thanks, Stephen.
Anytime, always happy to join.
Oh, thank you so much for being with us. I really appreciate it.